Oh, we missed her yesterday, but we've got her today. Jacqueline Magne, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. John Coates, let's start there.
Well, in Lima, the International Olympic Committee is having its annual general meeting, a session, which is where they're going to elect or formally pronounce Los Angeles the 2028 hosts and Paris as the 2024 Olympic hosts. That was a deal done a couple of months ago. But as one of the agenda points, John Coates looks like he'll have his term length extended, because under IOC rules, he would have to stand down when he's 70. He's not 70 yet, but it looks like that because he's very close to Thomas Bach, and he does a lot of the legal work, and he's seen very much as the right-hand man, they're looking to perhaps elect him to the IOC to 2024 to extend his term an extra 4 years from when he would normally retire, which means that he would stay on the Australian Olympic Committee board as an IOC member for that time as well. And, you know, during the whole election of the president and the debate in the Australian Olympic Committee, at that time he said, I'm going to retire in 2020, someone else can replace me. Well, he will still stay on the board and still be quite influential, you would think, as a key IOC member for a few more years beyond what most people would have thought.
He's a survivor, isn't he?
Oof.
He is. But, you know, I'm a Joan Coates fan. I see what he does. And for Australia to have such a senior member in such an influential position in world sport, I don't think we should be knocking anyone. We should, you know, I think we should have more people on international federations and having more of a say of what goes on.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, we always pull a few people down, don't we? But, you know, I do see the work that he does, and I see how very critical and influential he is. Yeah. Having said that, the IOC, just in the last day or so, has now said they're facing corruption allegations with the awarding of Rio Olympic Games and one of their key men, Carlos Newsman, who headed the organising committee, a key International Olympic Committee member. He's had his house raided, and the IOC has said, look, there's some rogue individuals. It's got nothing to do with the system or the process.
No.
Now, a lot of people might have things to say about that and question that remark, but certainly what's coming out of the IOC is they're saying individuals, rogue people that are doing these things. The key one was the former head of athletics, Lamine Diak, and his son, Papa Masata Diak, and they seem to be a key movers over the last few years seeking payments for votes.
Yep, knock me over with a feather. Now, Stuart McGill, he's the secret weapon for England.
Well, that's what the English are saying. I mean, they're all gearing up for the Ashes, and Stuart has been coaching a young spin bowler for England, Mason Crane. Mm-hmm. He's been playing for New South Wales, I think, hasn't he? He's a Hampshire lad.
He's been playing great cricket here, I know. I saw him once in the nets down there at the SCG.
How'd he look?
With working with Stuart.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good.
Well, they want Stuart to continue working with him. And, of course, they've now lost They're one of their bowling coaches to, I'm trying to think whether it was Bangladesh or was,
somewhere else.
Yeah, they've lost one of their coaches. And Stuart McGill's name is now in the frame.
Yeah.
If he wants more work with the English team,
yeah,
then it would be available. But it's whether he wants it and is available to do it.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't know what Stewie was up to. He's been off the radar, so that's good for him. Socceroos in Middle East?
Yeah.
Yes, well, they wanted to play the game in Abu Dhabi. There's been big visa problems there. Jordan has been mentioned as a possible venue as well. This is for the Socceroos match, of course, on October 5. It looks like it may go back to Malaysia again. But the big problem has been with the international sanctions against Syria, finding an adequate venue that satisfies the security measures and also satisfying the coalition that they are not breaking the sanctions regime. Now, it might have been okay when Syria was playing smaller nations, but now that they're playing significant nation like Australia, it's seen far more as a security risk. So that's one of the issues that FIFA has been trying to wrestle with at the moment.
And really quickly, mate, Chumpy Pullen, he's off to a good start.
Oh, look, he won his snowboard cross in the last first two in Argentina over the weekend, first two races. He's won the World Cup, so he's on fire. He's top of the rankings at the moment in the lead-up to the Olympics next February.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's been consistent for a long time. We thank you, Jacqueline. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.